Okay, greetings. Lord bless you all this morning. We're in Tobit chapter 6. And last week, what did we read about? What did they have to find? Or who did they have to find for the journey?
They had to find the angel.
Did they know there was an angel? Okay. What was his name? Remember the angel's name?
Raphael.
Okay, Raphael. And why were they making a journey?
To get some money that a man owed to his father.
Right. Okay. And the last thing in the chapter we read was that his wife was sad. Anna wept. She was afraid she'd never see her son again. But Tobit reassured her that he would come back safe. He had faith that everything would work out just fine. So now we're in chapter 6 when they start their journey. They went on the journey and came to the Tigris River. So they spent the evening there. The young man went down to wash himself, and a fish jumped up from the river and was determined to swallow the young man. The angel said to him, "Take hold of the fish." So the young man grabbed the fish and put it on the bank. Then the angel said to him, "Cut open the fish. Take the heart, the liver, and the gall, and put them in a safe place." The young man did as the angel commanded him, and they cooked the fish and ate it. After this, they traveled together until they came near Ecbatana. Then the young man said to the angel, "Brother Azarias, what is the purpose of the liver, the heart, and the gall of the fish?" He replied, "If a demon or an evil spirit troubles anyone, the heart and the liver must be used to make smoke before the man or woman, and that person will never be troubled again. As for the gall, use it to anoint a man who has white films on his eyes, and he will be healed." Who had white films on his eyes that couldn't see? His father. As they came near Rages, the angel said to the young man, "Brother, we will spend the night with Ragel. He is your relative, and with him is his only child, a daughter named Sarah. I will speak for her that she might be given to you as a wife, because her inheritance belongs to you. For you alone are from her people. The girl is beautiful, and she is sensible. Now listen to me, for I will speak to her father. When we return from Rages, we will celebrate the wedding. For I know that Ragel cannot give her to any other man according to the rule of Moses, or he will be subject to death. Thus it is proper that you receive the inheritance rather than another man." Then the young man said to the angel, "Brother Azariah, I have heard the girl was given to 7 husbands, and they all perished in the bridal chamber. Now I am the only son of my father, and I fear for myself, lest entering the bridal chamber I may die even as those before me. For a demon loves her, and he does not harm anyone except those who approach her. Now I fear for myself, lest I die and bring the life of my father and mother down into the tomb with grief and sorrow upon me. They have no other son who will bury them." But the angel said to him, "Do you not remember the words your father commanded you, to take a wife for yourself from among your people? Now listen to me, brother, for she will be a wife to you. As for the demon, have no concern, for this night she will be given to you as a wife. If you enter the bridal chamber, you will take with you the ashes of incense and lay some of it on the heart of the liver of the fish. Then you will make some smoke, and the demon will smell it and flee and never return. When you approach her, both of you will rise up and cry out to the merciful God. He will save you and be merciful. Do not fear for yourself, for she has been prepared for you from of old. You will save her, and she will go with you. I believe that you will have children by her." As Tobias heard these words, he loved her, and his soul was very much united to her. Well, a couple things that stand out in this chapter were that the fish that jumped out of the water was at first going to eat Tobias. So at first it looked like a problem or a disaster or something that undesirable was going to take place. But he was told to take hold of the fish, and it became the very thing that they were used to be. It became instrumental in helping them to overcome another problem. And that's how a lot of things in life are. If we have faith in God and trust in Him, things that look like they're an accident or a disaster or a real problem can turn into the very thing that can help us accomplish what God wants us to do for Him. And we see that another thing, see in this chapter, same thing we saw in the last chapter, was the worry and the fear and concern about things not going the way they should. It was Anna in the last chapter was afraid her son would die, and Tobit had enough faith to reassure her that he'd come back safe. And in this chapter, Tobias reminded the angel that she had had 7 husbands promised to her and they had all died. And he expressed his concern or fear that the same thing would happen to him. And once again, he was reassured that everything would work out. And one of the things the angel reminded him of was that his father's desire to take a wife for himself from among his people. And in regard to that, all he was expected to do was just be obedient and fulfill his father's desire and not worry about anything else. Trust that God would take care of everything else. And when we get to the end of the chapter, we see a reference to God being merciful. It said, "Both of you will rise up and cry out to God, being merciful." And it says, "He will save you and be merciful." And that just reminds me of what Jesus said about, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And one of the things we read about in the last few chapters of this book is how merciful Tobit was, doing good and taking care of other people and being charitable. And how, as a result of him being merciful, God showed him the same mercy in sparing his son and providing for him everything he needed. So for next week on the memory verses, we can find something about being merciful, an example or in the Bible, or an example in your life for somebody you know about being merciful and or being shown mercy. Okay, Lord bless you. You can get up and do last week's lesson.
We're supposed to get an example of a time in the Bible when an angel helped somebody, and one time was when Peter was in prison, and an angel, in the middle of the night, there was an earthquake, and the handcuffs came off their hands and stuff, and an angel appeared to Peter and led him out onto the street.
The Lord sent an angel to save Lot and his family from the city of Sodom, and but they were thrown into confusion, and the Lord being merciful to him, the angels seized his hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and brought them outside the city.
When Joseph and Mary, an angel appeared to Joseph and Mary and said that they should quickly go out and take baby Jesus along with them, and because King Herod wanted to come and destroy the baby.
I got Matthew 4:11, where it about when Jesus was tempted, and then after that, God sent angels to minister to him.
We were supposed to get an example of this week helping somebody. I thought about Friday night. My brothers were out. They were wanting to move our bunk bed from the basement out to our room in the garage, and I didn't really want to. I liked it how it was, and I didn't really want to, but I saw that they were doing it and they needed some help, so I went out and helped them.
I was really thankful for the assignment because it got me thinking about how I need to help people more, and so I was trying to work at that this week.
This week we went into a store. I was with Mom, and there's a lady trying to move a shelf, and so I helped her move it to where she wanted it.
This week we were working in the shop, and I was putting away tools and cleaning up out in the workroom, and my brother was, Roger was working in the office, cleaning up, sweeping stuff up, and then he asked me if I could sweep up one part for him, and he'd move the stuff for me, and so I did that for him, and he was thankful.
Yesterday, we went to help our neighbor. She needed a light fixed at her house on her light pole. We went and helped that for her.
This week we went camping. I had the opportunity to help my family a lot with that. Helped set up the tents and cook the meal and push strollers.
This week me and Mom and the girls, Chet, were at Walmart doing some. And there's a beggar woman sitting there at that Burger King corner, and her chat sign said she needs gas and had two children no food, so we gave her some money.
There's a lady that lives next to us up on the highway, and she lives with her mom, and she has some kids, and they don't have a whole lot of money, and so we have to go up there and help them buy school clothes and give them money to buy food and stuff to help them out.